Once again, thank you, and hello, everyone. Mike and Kim along with you. And on behalf of the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board, we invite you to check things out at visitvalentine.com. You're probably planning a summer vacation somewhere. Well, come spend some in our area, a little bit of your vacation time, a trip down the scenic Niobrara River or out at Merritt Reservoir, International Dark Skies area. Lots of wide open spaces for you to take in and some quiet time. Go to visitvalentine.com.
And Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read, and a fresh copy of it is going to make your day. It's packed with everything you need in a ranching publication. Stay connected. Celebrate the ranching life. Go to tsln.com to subscribe today.
Okay, well, we're past Groundhog's Day, almost to Valentine's Day. So what's going on in your world?
Actually, I have a poem by Yvonne Hollenbeck, Valentine Memories.
I'll bet it's a tearjerker.
Oh, do you think so? You probably remember it.
It's either really funny or it's a tearjerker.
Yeah, that's right. Know. That's Yvonne. It's wonderful how every year folks send a Valentine to ones they care so much about and let their love light shine. But long ago, we two agreed there's something we'd forego. We were building up a cow herd and were really short on dough. I recall back in the 70s when all the kids were small and you didn't have the extra cash to buy gifts for us all. You told me that you loved me and that was good enough, but then you sure surprised me. Might say you called my bluff. When you bought me those new overshoes, it was something I would need, a trudging through those sloppy pens when I would help you feed. You always did nice things to show your love and gratitude. And I don't know why some folks made those comments that were rude. Because just like in the 80s, when we had that awful snow, the wind came up and the temperatures hit 20-something below. Those chopper mitts you gave me sure deserved my sincere thanks. They kept my hands from freezing, chopping ice from all the tanks. About those plastic roses you bought at the dollar store, they still look fresh and pretty, and who could want for more? And just when I was thinking that our love life had grown cold, the Valentine I got this year was like the mother lode. It's just what I'll be needing when we get some warmer weather, a pair of new fence stretchers so we can fix fence together.
Well, there you go.
Yvonne, you're amazing.
What a romantic there, huh? The other day, I mentioned something the other day about a story about nuns in Transylvania. So here you go, for better or worse.
I guess I'm ready.
So two nuns are on vacation in Transylvania, and despite all the warnings to the contrary, they've now stayed out after dark. Sure enough, as they're driving along, a vampire flies out of the night and lands on their windshield, hissing and baring his horrible bloody fangs. "Dear Lord, what shall we do?" cries the first nun. "Turn on the windshield wipers. Maybe that will break his grip," answers the second nun. No luck. The vampire is now wet and angry. He claws at the windshield. "Now what shall we do?" yells the first nun, getting even a little more scared. "Weave the car back and forth. Maybe he'll fall off," said the second nun. No luck. The vampire is beating on the glass now, and it's starting to crack. "Now what?" cries the first nun. The second nun, trying to remember how to get rid of vampires, has a sudden flash of insight. "Show him your cross," she yells triumphantly. The second nun sticks her head out of the window and yells, "Get off my car, you foul little vampire, before I smack you with a ruler."
Okay. Do I dare say boo?
Oh, yeah, you can boo that one.
That might qualify as a dad joke.
It could be.
At North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, we celebrate Western heritage, sharing the achievements and stories of cowboys, ranchers, and rodeo legends who embody the enduring spirit of the West. You can learn more. Go to NorthDakotaCowboy.org.
You know, the Winter Olympics are underway. Getting curling going and stuff.
Yes, so. That's and right.
I have one, but it's not about the Winter Olympics. It's a Norwegian thing. So lady is at the Olympics, and she asks one of the athletes, "Are you a pole vaulter?" And the Norwegian answers, "No, I'm Norwegian, and my name ain't Vaulter." If you have something to share on the good stuff, send it to Kim H.
Please.
Burge.
Apparently we need fresh things.
Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening for more of the good stuff.